With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
92.9 FM ESPN. Yeah, we're everywhere. Hit the site now. 92.9ESPN.com. Alexa, play 92.9 FM ESPN.
The AAF may have avoided disaster. Carolina Hurricanes owner Tom Dundon made a $250 million investment in the Upstart Alliance.
They had a need for someone like me to step in.
Golic and Wingo reminding you to tune in tonight for college basketball action as Butler battles Marquette. Presented by Peloton. Coverage begins at 8:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
All right, Golic and Wingo here with you, ESPN Radio, ESPN News. So we've been talking a lot about the Alliance of American Football.
Yes.
And look, the product has been pretty good, I think, for the first couple
I would agree
weeks.
With that, yes.
The product has been solid.
The worst, as far as attendance, has been Memphis.
Memphis
it just
has
hasn't gone over there. The Alamo Dome has been fantastic in San Diego and other cities as well. I think it's been doing pretty well in. And the football has been pretty good. The football has been pretty good, and I think going to do what the NFL would like it to do, and I think that could be the most important thing that keeps this league around, that and money.
Yes, and speaking of money, there was a report yesterday, depending on what your perspective is, that either the AAF needed cash because they almost missed their payroll and got $250 million investment from Tom Dundon, who was the majority owner of the Carolina Hurricanes. Or the other way to look at this, depending on what your perspective is that he saw something and he became an angel investor, basically saying that, hey, I'm going to give you guys an investment and you're completely funded. Now, there was a glitch, according to the Charlie Ebersol, who founded the league. They switched payroll systems, and payrolls that were meant to go Friday didn't get labeled in until Tuesday because Monday was a national bank holiday.
Right.
I find it hard to believe, Mike, that the second week these smart people couldn't find a way to have the cash ready. I may be optimistic, but I'm believing that is not the case.
I was stunned to hear that was a potential problem given this group. Again, the group doesn't mean money, but the group presented to people may have brought investments. Though with Dundon, he did say, I had seen the deal when they were conceptualizing the league. He said it wasn't something that I was going to do right away. He said, but once he saw the league in action and he saw the success in the first week, that's kind of when he got involved or said he wanted to get involved with this.
Yeah, and he becomes now the chairman. That's
yes.
what $250 million will do.
It's your business card.
Exactly. Here is Tom Dundon basically explaining his ownership now, or part ownership or investment into the league.
Yeah, I had seen the deal when they were conceptualizing the league, and then it wasn't something that I would do because so many questions about, you know, what would the quality of football be, and, you know, all the things that happen when you try to start up something new. And then once it went on TV and looked great and got good ratings and talked to different people that were supportive of it, you know, at the same time, through some mutual acquaintances, I realized that they had a need for someone like me to step in, and it all came together.
It certainly did. That was him on the ESPN on the Ice podcast, or ESPN on Ice podcast. So it depends on how you want to look at this.
Right,
some people
right.
are saying they failed and they needed the money.
Right.
I'm just not going to believe that, because these are smart people that had to know we had enough money to figure out 2 weeks worth of salary.
Part of a quote from Charlie Ebersol: when we got out of the first week of games, we saw there was so much interest from investors, and if we had one person who could take care of us for a very long time, that would be great. And that one person turned out to be Tom Dundon with the $250 million, of which now he gets a business card that says he's the chairman.
That's the way it goes. You
there
get a business
go.
Card
about
for
that.
A quarter of a billion dollars.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.